Someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side in things. He's got a good sense of...
Not a good mind.
Well, he sees the funny side in things and...
Takes a...
You say he's got a good sense of...
Good change to learn.
Uh-huh. And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say,
taken it.
And you'd say, I have just wrote him a letter. I have just...
Wrote him a letter.
Okay. And yesterday he...
He's not there.
Yesterday he wrote me a letter.
He wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll...
I'll write him one.
And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a...
Getting this mail, getting this letter.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
Write a letter to him?
Or you put the letter in the envelope.
Nail it.
And then you take out the pen and you...
Write his address.
Okay. So you say you what the letter?
Mailed it.
Uh-huh. Would you say you address it or...
Addressed it and then put the stamp on it.
You...
Put his address on it.
Okay. So you say you...
And he got it.
Uh-huh. If you ask someone a question, you expect him to give you a...
Give me a good word.
Uh-huh. Or you expect to get a...
Good word.
But if you ask them something, you expect them to...
Talk nice to me.
Or you expect to get an
answer. Good answer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Say if a child learned something new, you want to know where she learned it. You'd ask her who?
Who learned it to you?
Okay. And... If you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you'd go out into the yard and...
To a party?
Or you had some things growing in your yard, you'd go out and...
What?
Well, what are those growing over there?
Oh, that's little flowers on the wall like
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh. Say if you had some flowers in your yard, you'd go out and...
Pick them?
And something that a child plays with is called a...
Toys.
Okay. Do you ever hear that called a play pretty?
Play pen?
A play pretty. Do you ever hear that?
No.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children.
Oh.
You'd call him a...
Call him always telling tales on him.
Uh-huh. So he's a...
He's a little tattletale.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you call a grown person a tattletale?
They always button in.
Mm-hmm. And would you use that word about a grown person?
Yeah, they button in.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You say you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all...
All blocked off.
Or talking about they're tearing it up. You say the road's all...
Yards all tore up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and...
Brace your arm.
Or you want to see how it looks on her. Go ahead and...
Hold your arm.
Or say if you tell someone, well, it's getting a little cold outside. If you have a sweater with you, you'd better...
Better put it on.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
Say, no, I didn't do it.
Or say, he meant to do that.
He meant to do it.
That was no accident. He did that.
He did that purpose.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife.
Cut him.
Or she...
Whacked him.
Uh-huh. Did you say she stabbed him or stabbed him?
Stabbed him.
And say a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard. She might ask who?
Whose picture?
Or who what this picture?
Who was the picture of?
Uh-huh. And... Or talking about them drawing the picture, you'd say, should ask who?
Drawing the picture?
Uh-huh. Which one of y'all